this report from the ESRI, how do you perceive the findings? And are you surprised that students favour co-ed schools over single-sex ones, regardless of which one they actually attended?
I'm not in the least bit surprised. We went co-educational in St. Flannan's College in 2002, and that arose out of a request from the parent body that we would become a co-educational setting so that they'd be able to send both their daughters and their sons to the same school.
And can I ask, was there, you know, in some of those requests, were there reasons given? That was it just down to locations? Flannan's was nearer to where they lived, or they just thought they'd get a better education, or did you get any reasons?
They seemed to believe that it was better that it would be a mixed environment, that they were not for single-sex schools because they felt that it was more natural and more balanced for students to be in a co-educational environment.
Would you share that, any of that particular view that, you know, it's better to have boys and girls mixing at a younger age? Do you think, you know, after years of single-sex education, do you think either gender might find it hard to socialise or talk with the other?
I went to school in St. Brendan's in Barr in Offaly as a boy, and it was a mixed setting. So when I came to St. Flannan's College in the summer of 2001, it was an all-boys school. I found it very strange. And the addition of the girls the following year was, I felt, enhanced the school, it humanised the school, and it just made the whole environment more natural.
There is a, you know, generally when this topic comes up for discussion or debate, it's mentioned that, well, you know, the stats show that academic achievement can tend to be higher in single-sex schools. Is that down to the fact that it's just their schools of only boys or girls, or is it maybe more other reasons? Maybe those schools are just in more well-off or affluent areas or other reasons like that?
I've seen those stats, but I do think from a social point of view, from a human point of view, a mixed setting is better.
You certainly feel that the last 22 years or so, it has changed St. Flannan's for the better anyway.
No, it has, I would say, hugely changed St. Flannan's for the better, and we're very happy with a mixed environment.
There is a kind of a cliche or stereotype, and certainly those of us, from second class to leaving cert, was in single-sex education, you would hear that, well, maybe it's better off because maybe in a co-ed setting, you know, young, and I'm pointing to my own gender here as maybe the perpetrators, that young lads might be more liable, or some of them, to showing off or messing in front of girls in class, and that'd be detrimental for both in terms of focusing on their education. Is there any merit to that, or is it just a cliche?
I think it's a cliche. I actually think it's the opposite. I think that they behave better with each other than they do in a single-sex environment. That certainly has been my experience. As I say, when I came to St. Flannan's in the summer of 2001, it was an all-boys environment. And, the addition of the girls the following year really did bring down the temperature, if you like, in the whole place. And it humanized the school to a huge extent.
And can you put your finger on any particular reason why it was just boys are better behaved in a co-ed setting?
I certainly do believe that they are, yeah, and I think that they want to impress by their behaviour.
Okay. Do you think that there's a growing trend or movement towards making more schools co-educational in the country?
Certainly the Department of Education and Skills, they want to see more mixed schools than single-sex schools, and that certainly is the drive from them. And I said the ESRI report is underpinning that.
Just before I let you go, there will be, you know, albeit from this report, they're small numbers. In co-ed schools, 4% would prefer to be in a single-sex, and those who are in a single-sex school, it rises, albeit a small bit, to 14%. But there would be some students and indeed parents who would prefer their child to go to a single-sex school. Do you think that there should still be that option there, that there should still be single-sex schools and parents and students should have the choice rather than everything pointing towards a co-educational direction?
Yeah, I think that parents are the primary educators of students, and I do believe in parental choice. So I think if parents are opting for a particular thing, they should have that option on the table in front of them.